put it together. Took a stick up inside of a crimp, it had a crimp in it, fastened it together like that. And if you had a flue in your house, you could run that pipe up through the house, and then when you fired the little stove up, the heat that went through the pipe heated the whole room as well as the stove did. They're more effective than the gas heater in the room. I've tried both of them. I had one over here in my house. When I built my house in 1927, 28, I put one of them in the boys' room like that. I had a fireplace up in the living room, and it was dirty. We can't keep it clean, so I went down and bought a full of half gas here. We just had to use fuel oil and kerosene in the stove. That big stove, bigger than the TV over there, and pipe running into the fireplace, and so from the wall, it wouldn't get hot enough to burn the wall, and run the pipe in there. Sometimes the pipe would get red hot, fight it hard.
Did you have to clean out the ashes and everything too?
Well, yeah, you had to scrape the ashes out of it. That was my job. I got a bucket and a little tub, dip them out. Had a scoop, you scooped it with it. Kept that scoop right there by the fireplace. Put it right along with the tongs, the fire tongs. Poker, we always had a poker. Poke the fire with it, make it burn. Then it burned a lot longer to burn it up clean then with the poker, kept it poked.
We talked about cutting the wood and everything.
Now,
did you have, when you went out to chop wood, what would you lay the wood across to chop it?
I had a chopping block. Usually, just big blocks. I put smaller pieces up on the chop thing on that. And then I had a log. Usually, that I chopped, if I was chopping it off, or if I split it, I put it on the chopping block. I chopped it, I laid it on the log. That way, I'd get direct action. I didn't have it flipping up hitting me in the face. I hit one of my sisters. They always had to watch me how to perform for them. I was out there showing them how I could swing an axe. I'd been working on out the mine then. I was 15 years old. When I walked up behind me, I didn't fear. I was showing the other one standing in front of me how to make those drove spikes in the railroad. You know, they'd take a spike and set it on cross tie and hit it one time set it, and they'd come down and hit up there, and then it fancy ones wanted to show off real good, they'd hit that thing this way and then each way, you know. And they did one hand. I was showing off that one day, and one of them walked up behind me and I didn't see her. And I hit her over the eye with the back of the axe, up the eyebrow. And the other one yelled at me, and I looked around, she was just about 3 years old. She was lying there on the floor, my blood on me, like scared me to death. I grabbed her up, about as big as a minute. I was 15 years old. I rushed in the house with her. She was 3 years old. She was bloody from all over her face, down the front before I got her in there to mama. Mama, like, fainted. Run for the doctor, Frank. Run for the doctor. She didn't ask me what happened. I had to run a half mile to the doctor. I ran that half mile down to the doctor. I got there out of breath. I couldn't tell him what was the matter. I just got him by the hand, started out. He was standing in the drugstore. We had an office in the drugstore. He said, let me get my suitcase. Where are we going? And I kind of come to, and I told him one of the girls had got hit with the axe. He grabbed his little old case. We got the horse and buggy, and we rode home. I got home. She, Mama was sitting in the high chair, talking to her, bandage around her head. Dr. Lewis said,